ماهرين المعصومين واللانة الدائمة الباقي لأعدائهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. صلوات. In our discussion on the theme of Tawbah, we covered the reality of Tawbah and the discussion about the crucial role of Tawbah in our salvation in the hereafter. And last night we talked about the story of the first Tawbah in human history. Tonight I would like to talk about the biggest challenge in doing Tawbah. It is known as ta'khir at-tawbah in one of the ahadith, which means procrastination of tawbah, delaying it, postponing it. There are still have time. And this is something we have to, you know, always understand about it, that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim, He is Ghaffar, and He says in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all true. But that sense of mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not lead us to this state of procrastination of tawbah. That, oh, He's there, He will forgive. On a subconscious level, when we talk to one another, you know, if this issue comes up, if there is somebody, young person, we say, oh, he's still young. He has his whole life, you know. He will get the chance to do tawbah. You know, let the adults also, we say the same thing. And the idea is that, you know, well, in that age, let the people, you know, live their fullest life and enjoy this dunya. Why? Because the subconscious level, we think that tawbah is only for the old age. Once you become retired, you can become muttaqi. When you have nothing else to do, then, you know, you talk about religion. And this is the biggest of the delusions. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, in a statement where right in the beginning he talks about this issue, where he says, تأخير التوبة اختيار. Delaying the tawbah is a delusion. Because the question is, who has guaranteed us that how long we are going to live? Death is a mystery, and the system is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody knows. Look around. You know, just think about the community itself. Whenever you attend the funerals, you think about it. People of all different ages, you know, when you go to Qabristan, they look at some of the dates of the people who have been buried. There is no set rule about, you know, how long a person is going to live. And most importantly, nobody knows in what state the death will come, whether one would have that opportunity or not. And that is why in our Sharia we are told that, you know, tawbah is wajib. Even in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says tubu in a command form. It is wajib, and it is wajib-e-fawri. Wajib-e-fawri means it is something to be done immediately, as soon as, you know, a person realizes his or her mistake. Let me, you know, look at two ayats tonight. This is from Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this issue. One ayat, He says, tawbah is relevant to this group. And the second ayat, He says, tawbah would not apply to these people. And that will give you the whole picture of this whole issue of, you know, postponing the issue of tawbah. In Surah Nisa, ayat number 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَى عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Remember when I mentioned this, or the day before yesterday, the word tawbah is used for Allah as well as for us. When we say atubu ila Allah, atawbah ila Allah, which means we return to Allah with repentance and asking for forgiveness. Taballahu alayh, but when we use the same word or same action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that He turned towards His abd and servant with forgiveness and mercy. In this ayat, it begins by saying, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that tawbah, repentance, is in a way on Allah. He will accept it. لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ, for those who commit the evil out of ignorance. Now I'll come to this word jahalat. There is its quotation marks there. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, and then soon after doing the evil, they do tawbah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, these are the people to whom, towards whom Allah will turn with forgiveness. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, Allah is all-knowing and wise. Now, what does jahalat mean here? The literal translation would be that those who commit sins, bijahalatin, because of ignorance, Allah will forgive them. So it's better to be ignorant, than you are in a better situation. No. Here, jahalat is not opposite ilm. Knowledge is ilm, and jahalat is ignorance. The word jahal and jahalat is used in Arabic, especially in Islamic literature, in different meanings. When we say, for example, the Arabs before Islam, in Mecca, we say they lived in the era of jahiliyyah. What does it mean? They were just, you know, ignorant people? No. They knew the language. They were masters of Arabic poetry. That's why Quran was sent as a response to them, as a challenge. That you have reached to the highest level of, you know, Arabic literature, and this is a book brought by somebody who didn't study under anyone. He's not even a poet. You know, see if you can bring something, you know, equal to it. And so they were not ignorant in the sense of they didn't know anything. No, their jahiliyyat means kufr. The era of jahiliyyat before Islam was the era of kufr. So there the word jahalat is used as kufr. Here also jahalat is not in the meaning of opposite of knowledge. It is actually a spiritual state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. At the moment of committing the sin, even the most knowledgeable person is actually going through the state of ghaflat, heedlessness. That is the meaning of jahalat here. He's learning. He knows halal and haram. He knows what he's doing is haram. But at that time, he was in the state of ghaflat, where he was overcome by desires, by temptations, or by ghazab and anger. And this is where we see that jahal here, jahalat, is not the opposite of ilm. It is the state of being in control of your desires, the temptations, or your emotions of anger. It is not done in the opposition to Islam. It is not that the person who is committing a sin, he says, oh, I don't believe in Allah anymore. Or when Allah says, this is haram, oh, I don't believe this to be haram. No, he is a poor guy overcome with desires. He knows this is haram. He accepts it as haram. So he's not doing this, you know, out of this rebelliousness towards Allah, Rasul, and the Quran. No. He is overcome with desires. But then gradually, when the desire or temptation subsides, then he comes to his true sense. Then he comes to the state of realization, gets out of the situation of ghaflat. And then the very first thing, he feels remorseful. And this is where we see that a person, he committed sins, not because he rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That would be kufr. And that is the meaning of jahalat here, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. But then when they come to realize that I have committed a mistake, I have committed a sin here, and therefore with that realization and remorsefulness, يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, then they immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. أُولَٰئِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people towards whom I turn with mercy and forgiveness. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Salawat. In Fajr, one of the du'as after Fajr and Subah prayer is Dua Sabah. Those who come for the weekends, they do the recitation. In that Dua Sabah, there is a point where you go into Sajda. What do you recite there? There is a statement where you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَهِ أَقْلِي مَغْلُوبٌ وَهَوَاءِ غَالِبٌ. That, O Allah, my reason, my faculty of intelligence was overcome. وَهَوَاءِ غَالِبٌ, and my desires overcame it. Here, aql is opposite hawa. In this dua, we are saying aql is opposite of desires. It is not jahl. So we are not talking about jahl in the sense of ignorance. Even if you look at, for example, Usul al-Kafi, the most prominent book of hadith that we have in Shia world, where Sheikh Kulaini has divided the ahadith according to themes and subjects, the very first chapter is the chapter of Kitabul Aqli wal Jahl. There he doesn't put jahl as opposite of ilm. Aql, the opposite of that is jahl. When the aql is overcome, that's when jahl comes forward. And so here it's not ignorance in that sense in this ayat. Because when a person then comes to his senses, you know, he becomes remorseful and does tawbah. Now, what has this to do with this issue of postponing the tawbah? يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَيْبٍ. Those are the words in the ayat. The rest, when they realize, they do the tawbah. مِنْ قَرِيبٍ means immediately after that. What does it mean? In the hadith and the discussion of the mufassirin, you know, there's a whole discussion about what does it mean. You had to do it immediately. 1 hour. 2 hours. You know, we heard the hadith that till 7 hours, Allah says to the malaika, don't even write it down. If this fellow does tawbah, it will not even be noted anywhere to be erased. After 7 hours, yes, it will be. If the tawbah comes in, then it will be erased. Actually, here the time. So what is the duration? Interestingly, we are told, and this is actually confirmed by the next ayat, that the duration is just before your death. So yes, you have a long time. You know, and that creates this problem. That, well, I have a long time. I don't have to do it immediately. But the challenge there is that, do you know how long you have? Nobody knows. And therefore, the issue of tawbah is that you have to do it fauri. As soon as you come to realize you have made a mistake, you know, you have to go into this process of repentance. You know, the conditions, inshallah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. And so this is where, although the time is there till the death is upon us, it becomes imminent. You know, this is the last moment. Just before that is fine. But once the death is already there over you, then it's, the time is gone. Because the issue is tawbah is not just by itself. It depends, tawbah for which kind of sins. There might be sins where you have to do certain things after it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You need that window. And if it's just happening just before death, you'll have lost it. And so this is the challenge where we have to keep in mind procrastination is not really something acceptable. We have to do it as soon as possible. Salawat. In the second ayat, this issue becomes more clear. In the first one, he said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ, you know, he says that the tawbah on Allah is kind of a, you know, Allah is putting a duty on himself for those who commit sins because of this state of heedlessness. In the next ayat, he says, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْعَانِ. Repentance is not for those who do the evil deeds until death approaches one of them. And then he says, إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْعَانِ. Now surely I have repented. وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Notice tawbah for those who die while they are still non-believers or unbelievers. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا عَلِيمًا. These are the people for whom we have prepared a painful chastisement. And so when you put these two ayahs together, you come to realize that if the death is right there in front of you, you lost the chance. Or if the azab comes on a nation, for example, in the past, before the azab came, if they would have repented, they would be saved. Like when you look at the example of, was it Prophet Yunus or Ayub? But once the azab comes there, it's right on over their heads, then repentance doesn't make any sense. And for this, we can go to the example of Fir'aun in Surah number 10, ayat number 91. And so let me go back to this ayat number 18 of Surah Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting those who delay their tawbah till the death is right in the front of them, he puts them in the same category as those who die as kuffar, as far as tawbah, rejection of tawbah is concerned. And so this is a serious matter. Postponing it is not really in our favor at all. Look at the example of Fir'aun. You know the history. When Musa alayhi salam said that, you know, I have the command from my Lord to take my people to freedom, and so release them. And he refused. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent sign after sign on the people of Fir'aun. Yet he refused. Finally, Musa took his people forcefully, in a way, against the wishes of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun and his army pursued him until they come to the sea. And Musa is told to use his asa, you know, and he hits on the water, and the water, you know, is divided. The path is there in the front. And they started moving in. When Fir'aun comes with his army, and he said, well, if they have gone, we can also follow them. And by the time the last person from Bani Israel reached the other side, Fir'aun and his army was already there in the middle. And that is where the water now comes back from both sides. And they are destroyed. They drown. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, ayat number 91, Surah number 10, he describes the scenery where he says, حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. You know, Fir'aun never changed until when drowning overtook him. The azab is already on him now. Death is dangling over him. Qala, at that time Fir'aun says, remember, this is the same guy who used to say, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your great Lord. He was claiming to be the God himself. Now he says, آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. At that moment when the azab is already on him, death is dangling on him, right face to face now, he says, آمنت. I believe that there is no God but the one in whom Bani Israel believe, and I am one of those who submit. What was the response? Al-an, I'm putting the tone in the words of Allah. He says, you know, al-an, you know, Fir'aun, is too late. Now, وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. You know, you disobeyed me before, and you were among the mufsideen, you know, great mischief makers of your own time. And that is where we see that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tawbah or Iman, when death is right face to face, is of no use. Another ayat from Surah Mu'min, ayat 85. فَلَمَّ رَأُوا بَأْسَنَا. Allah says that when they saw our punishment approaching them, قَالُوا آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ. You know, we believe in Allah alone, and we disbelieve in the idols that we used to associate with him. فَلَمْ يَكُوا يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ لَمَّا رَأُوا بَعْسَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their faith, after having seen our punishment over their heads, was of no benefit to them. Just like Fir'aun. And then he makes a statement there, Sunnatullahi allati qad khalat min ibadihi. This is Allah's way of dealing with people. And there is no exception to this sunnat and this tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And this is where the non-believers will be the losers. And so this is where we have to realize that, you know, when it comes to the issue of tawbah, the biggest challenge that we have is the issue of procrastination, postponing it, delaying it, and this is nothing but delusion. As soon as I come to realization, I should be doing the tawbah. If nothing, at least when we get up for the next namaz after that, and between the two sajdas, when I say Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu ilayh, the sin which was just done just before that, after the previous namaz, should be in the mind. And that is where we will then be included among those وَيَتُوبُونَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ, those who did tawbah close to their own sins. They did not delay the process of Tawbah. Let me just, conclude with one side note. It's nothing relevant to the theme. This story of Fir'aun is very interesting. In Surah Yunus, ayat 91, I just ended the statement there, but it continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Fir'aun, your iman at last moment is not acceptable. So you are doomed. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Fir'aun, we will preserve your body so that your body would be a sign for the people who will come after you. And this is very interesting. You look at the Bible, look at the stories of the Arabs. Nowhere is there any mention about Allah preserving the body of Fir'aun. Centuries after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and mentions this in the ayat of Quran. You know, those days when the Prophet was alive, they used to say, oh, you know, he has gone to meet these monks and the priests in Syria. He has heard all the stories from them, and now he's putting in his own words. This is not a revelation. This ayat actually is a response to them. This is not in the Bible. This is in no record before that. And only centuries after that, almost a century ago, you know, they discovered the body, the mummies in Egypt. And one of them belongs to the Fir'aun of the time of Musa alayhi salam. Dr. Maurice Bukail, who has a book called The Bible, the Quran and Science. And he was a French doctor who became Muslim after studying the Quran. He actually got the permission from the Egyptian government to actually, you know, cut a piece from the skin of that mummy to analyze in the lab the cause of death. And he says that this mummy died because of drowning. And so that itself is actually a miracle which became apparent for us as human beings just about 100 or 150 years ago. Before that, nobody knew about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm preserving your body as a sign for the people to come in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the reality of the Quran and to be conscious of what we do. We are not ma'soom. But as soon as we come to realization of our mistakes, we should be doing the tawbah as soon as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the path of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Salawatum alayhi wa ajma'in, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaykum.